Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of July 2018, and this is the 836th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm trying to protect my phone from the wind. The wind today has changed the course of events. I was very organized last night and made myself breakfast to take with me in the morning, and had prepared my bike and packed its panniers, and I was planning to go down to the art school to write quite early in the morning. But when I woke up, the winds were really strong, about 45 kilometres, and I decided it was a bad idea to be on the bike. Whoa! Winds aren't quite so bad now, but the gusts occasionally come along. Yes, I thought it would be a bad idea to be on my bike, just from a safety point of view, and also because I didn't want my arm to be overused, especially as tonight I've got the cave. In fact, that's where I'm heading at the moment. I'm just looking down the hill, and there's a gum tree that, when it's in bloom, has the most fantastic red flowers coming out of the gum nuts. But at the moment, just kind of growing up out of its top, is a wattle tree, which is fully in yellow bloom. It looks really stunning. It would be pretty amazing if they were both out at the same time. So, back to this morning, I decided that the wind was not good for biking, but that it would be very, very good for doing my washing. So I did, and absolutely the last moment, I'd nearly run out of all my clothes, so they washed and dried within a few hours, even though it's the middle of winter. And just now I've been sitting at the cafe, reading through the manuscript of one of the members of my In the Flesh group. We've got two people with almost finished, well, she's got a finished manuscript, and another one has as well, another one that I need to read through. Not quite finished, but jolly nearly there. A third one I read a few months ago. So things are moving along in the group. Hello.
Hello.
And we're meeting tomorrow night. Thursday night. So I need to get on with it. I need to read a bit more than I have so far. While I was reading this, right the other side of the window, they were changing the heaters, the outside heaters that come down from the awning for people sitting outside at the cafe. The water got into them during a big rain, and last week or the week before, I don't know, must have been shortly afterwards anyway, when the heaters went on, they burst into flames, which was quite exciting. It was like a Mona event, but not very safe. So I really quite enjoy doing some quiet activity when there is some physical activity happening nearby. It was also quite a quiet physical activity, but it's sort of climbing up and down ladders and picking up different tools, and that sure-footedness or sure-handedness of a tradesman who really knows his job. There's something very satisfying about seeing someone so concentrated and accomplished. And the other thing that happened to me today, just now, on my way on this little walk into town, was that I had an envelope to pick up from the post office. Just need to cross this road. And it was my passport. My passport in the right name. The terrible photograph, but the right name. So that's happened. I can hardly believe it. And actually, although the photograph is terrible, the passport itself has these lovely pages in it of sort of pictures from the Australian bush, gum leaves and galahs, and as they're not watermarks, are they? But they're kind of like a faint image in the background. So it's quite a pretty passport. It's such a grey day today. A total contrast to yesterday. And quite warm. I think I mentioned that last night when I was bicycling home. It felt quite mild. But it's certainly not clear anymore. A few people walking home from work. Getting a bit closer to the city, and there are not only a lot of cars, but yes, it's a bit more populated. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, and that you can feel it in your bones. I hope that you've been able to experience a bit of the outside world, whether it's dark, grey and dark, or sunny or wet, and whether you've been experiencing it from the inside or from the outside, I hope that some of that bigger world has fed you, nourished you, as well as whatever your inner self is doing in its way of nurturing you. Just took a wrong turn, not in terms of direction, but in accessibility. I'm going to leave you now. I'm hoping that I'll get a chance to upload this. My internet was off at home, but maybe I can upload it in town somewhere. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.